seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Yeah.
Would you like to?
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. And Dave chose Elton John for his Triple Play Thursday, and that's Candle in the Wind. All right. Coming up, Esmeralda and I will have another epic battle in the world of celebrity name games, so stick around for that. Tomorrow, by the way, Fly Jams Friday, as usual. We also have Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We also have Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And you big dummy. If you want to read a dummy story, find a link to a funny dummy story. Say, hey, I'd like to read it, and Dan will set it up. You'll not only read the story on the air, but you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza as well. And again, send it all to nickdshow@gmail.com. Those are our regular features for tomorrow. But Esmeralda is here. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Are you ready for some enjoyment of the enjoying of Celebrity Name Game?
I'll enjoy it, yes.
All right. Can we have the thing? Oh.
Start swaying.
Wow.
Back and forth.
It's Nick D Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Right. Yeah. Time for another edition of Celebrity Name Game. This is based on the great Craig Ferguson and his TV show there, The Celebrity Name Game. And we get two cards. One card is full of clues that are connected in some way, and one card is full of clues that aren't. 45 seconds to get the correct answers and give the correct clues on the themed card. 75 seconds, because it could be anything, mm-hmm. anything at all, on the other card. Dan Chagrou keeps track of the time for us
mm-hmm.
and the score.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for that, Dan.
You're welcome.
You getting any tips from Skip Skipley on how to on how to host this one?
And Skip Skipley's bigger than keeping score and taking time.
Yeah,
man, he had people for that.
Yeah, he had people for that. That's true. Okay, are we ready? Should Esmeralda, you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Like apple pie, American icons.
Oh, okay. American icons like apple pie. All right.
Three, two, one.
He was a gangster, and he died in prison, I think. And again, he had syphilis.
Al Capone.
Oh, this guy is the Campbell's soup can art.
Oh, Andy Warhol.
Yes. She was a Indian princess, and she married John Smith.
Pocahontas.
Okay. They were explorers, and they on the boat.
Ponce de Leon?
No, it was
Lewis and Clark.
Two guys. Yes. Not Achy Breaky Heart. Oh, that's really depressing. He's the hips.
Elvis Presley.
Yes. She was for women's suffrage. And let's go. We'll pass that one.
Okay. What was it?
Susan B. Anthony.
Oh, God, I should have gotten that.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Well, you were thinking of Heartbreak Hotel is what you were thinking of, and Achy Breaky Heart came in. Because, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus is an American icon.
Yeah, yep.
His hair used to be.
Absolutely.
So, you know that there's another Cyrus?
Yeah.
I was watching the...
There's four, at least.
Oh, God, really? Because yeah. I was watching the MTV Movie and TV Awards, mm-hmm. and there's another Cyrus,
yes,
and I was like,
no,
I don't want another Cyrus.
Yeah, there's Billy Ray, there's Miley... And then Miley, I think he's a half brother. I don't know if he's a.
This was a girl.
Cyrus. Yeah, but this brother, he was in some band. I forget what it was called.
All right.
But he's got a bunch of tattoos.
Her name was like Reed or something.
Yeah,
or?
and then her, that younger one, just came out.
God no. All right, what did she get in that there, Dan?
That was a total of five.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you got.
You're right.
Total of five. Okay, are you ready? It's Let's Go Streaking.
Oh boy.
School movies.
Oh.
I
didn't know that was a pastime.
Yeah. Well, school movies. Are you ready?
Three, two, one.
One of the greatest movies ever made. John Belushi played Blutowski in
Animal House.
The movie with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John where they sing.
Grease.
The movie with Anna Kendrick, they sing in that as well.
The
Glee competition. When there's a person on the mound and he throws a ball, what's he doing?
Pitching. Pitch.
What's the opposite of messy? Or forget it.
Clean pitch.
No. I just said he's in Animal House.
John Belushi.
Right. Will Ferrell. They open up a fraternity.
Oh man.
Owen Wilson.
10 seconds.
Vince Vaughn.
Pass.
Okay. The girls. Damn it! I got to pass that because she was in Pitch Perfect. She's a heavyset Australian. Pitch Perfect was the movie
Pitch
I was trying
Perfect.
To get you to say. And I said Girls, and I was going to say the Lohan. I was going to say the Lindsay Lohan movie, but I didn't get it.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. That's okay.
Mean Girls is so fetch. I love that movie.
Oh, boy.
I love that movie. Woo. That was back when I was in love with the Lohan, when I thought, I actually predicted that she was going to win an Oscar someday. After I saw after I saw that movie, I'm like, she's amazing.
I think everyone had high hopes.
She's amazing. She's beautiful. And I think she's going to have a bright future.
Everyone thought that.
Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
All right. What was that? Now, that was bad, right?
That was three.
Mm. Oh, man.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I forgot them completely. Yeah. I kept... Fever Pitch just rolling around in my head.
I'm sorry.
Pitch, but then I'm
like, sorry about
fever?
That. Fever Pitch.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
All right. What do we got here now with this thing? Now, that's nothing in common, right? 75 seconds on the clocky?
Nothing at all.
All right.
Three, two, one.
This is with the zombies and they all...
Night of the Living Dead.
No, the show.
Oh, Walking Dead.
This is, it's that go-go song.
Vacation?
Yes. He loves honey, and he's...
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. She's Canadian country singer.
I'm going to need
pretty,
more. Shania Twain?
Yes. what was the Shakespeare with the skull?
Hamlet?
That's the other one.
Well, you're going to have to... What?
Oh, the one you can't say in theater.
Oh, I can't say it. I'm not saying it. Go ahead.
All right, fine.
It's the Scottish play, but go ahead.
This is the hotel and the scandal with Nixon.
Oh, Watergate.
Yes. The movie at Christmas with the
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. This guy, he puts himself underground and holds his breath, and he's a magician.
David Blaine.
what's football team with the they got the long hair and the braids and the horns.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes. And then who's the tech guy for James Bond? He's a letter.
Q?
Yes.
Oh.
Done.
All right. I would have had all of them, but I'm not going to say the Scottish play.
You are not in a theater.
I'm performing.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
All right. Can we get one in here?
Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, we can get this last one in. 75 seconds, and this could be anything at all.
Three, two, one.
He was on Parks and Rec. Now he's the lead in the Guardians movies.
Oh, crud.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember his name.
Okay, let's see. The female ruler of England.
Queen Elizabeth.
Which one?
The first.
No?
Second.
There you go. she used to suck, but now she's amazing. She's in the Twilight movies.
Kristen. Oh, man.
Classic actor Jimmy.
Jimmy.
From It's a Wonderful Life.
Jimmy. Oh, my gosh.
Rod, the singer Rod.
Stewart, Kristen Stewart.
Oh, my God.
All I could think of was Jimmy Dean.
Yo Quiero.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Right. He is a great filmmaker and also a movie star.
Scorsese.
Dirty Harry.
Clint Eastwood.
Right. A game that you would play where you would get...
Chris Pratt.
Yes, Chris Pratt. God almighty. A game that you would play, if you get an answer correct, you get a piece of pie.
Trivial Pursuit.
Right. She's got a big butt. She raps.
Nicki Minaj.
Right. He was Slater on Saved by the Bell.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, he sees Mario Lopez.
Right. Campbell. I had Andy Warhol too.
See, look, Chris Pratt eventually showed up.
All right. Well, what's the score now?
It is currently Nick with 14 and Esmeralda with 11.
Wow.
Oh,
all
come right. on now.
All right. Well, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and finish this battle. Yeah, we're back, man. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. In the middle of another intense battle of the celebrity name game. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. Yeah, we're back and we're ready to play. I was just singing the praises of off the air of Vanessa Bayer to Esmeralda, telling her that if you guys have not seen, I mean, I don't recommend watching all of last week's SNL because it pretty much sucked, the one with Chris Pine. But if you get a chance to go on YouTube and see this insanely funny bit that Vanessa Bayer does, where she's like a nervous meteorologist on Weekend Update. That's all. I can't. It brings back this old vaudeville style of comedy called double talk, and she does it brilliantly. It is one of the funniest things I've seen on SNL, and she continues to like be one of the top cast members on that show. So if you go to YouTube, type in Vanessa Bayer, SNL meteorologist. Do me a favor and watch that, because I guarantee you it's one of the funniest things you'll ever see. And it harks back to an old vaudevillian style of comedy called double talk, and she does it brilliantly. So anyway, a little plug for Vanessa Bayer because she rules. All right, our scores are again
11 for Esmeralda, 14 for you.
Okay, Esmeralda, you ready? What's the theme?
And the winner is, come on,
Oscars?
Academy Award winners.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to be able to give me the clues,
right?
Okay.
Right.
3, 2, 1.
See?
What's the guy? The director from New York. He's all nervous. Woody Allen. It's
Woody Allen. What?
It's his movie with
Annie Hall?
Yes.
Jeez.
Jurassic Park.
Steven Spielberg.
Yes. Oh, we were talking about him yesterday. Titanic.
James Cameron.
No, the actor.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. She shows her boobs in that hacker movie.
Angelina Jolie?
No, that hacker movie with...
Halle Berry.
Yes. Frankly, my dear.
Rhett Butler.
Yeah, but the movie.
Oh, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
This is The Fish and that fish...
Finding Dory?
No, the other one. The first one.
Finding Nemo.
Yes. Oh, we just talked about him. He's a director and he's great.
Martin Scorsese.
No, the...
Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How'd we do there?
6 for a total of 20.
6 for a total of 20.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Looking their best! On the cover of Vogue. I'm not going to do well here.
Oh, come on.
I'm not. On the cover of Vogue.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, she's a model. And she, I think she's married to somebody famous. The Brady, the TV show, Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
No, the TV show, Brady.
Brady Bunch?
What, take
oh,
that.
Oh, Giselle Bundchen.
Yes, a handsome guy from ER, and now, you know, he's married
George
now.
Clooney.
Right. She stole from a store. She was in Beetlejuice.
Oh, Winona Ryder.
Right. Get it in your life.
Ricky Martin.
No.
Oh, Spice Girls.
Right. She's skinny, real skinny.
10 seconds.
Supermodel. Sort of the legendary classic supermodel really skinny.
Kate.
What's on the bottom of the ocean? Kate Moss,
dang.
The other ones that were on here were Cindy Crawford, Julia Roberts, Princess Diana, Richard Gere, and Ivana Trump.
I have her lipstick.
You have, Kate Moss's lipstick?
I have a Kate Moss lip. It's a brand, Kate Moss. She did a whole
line of lipsticks.
Not her actual lipstick.
Isn't that, you stole her lipstick?
That'd be creepy. I stole her lipstick.
All right, where are we now?
That was 4 for a total of 15.
So I got 20 and she's got 15?
That is correct.
All right. Okay. It could be anything?
Yes.
Anything at all?
Yes.
All right, you ready?
3, 2, 1.
He's from Canada. He makes the funny faces. He was in
Jim Carrey.
Mask, yes. She's in Wizard of Oz.
Judy Garland.
No, the lady she's...
Margaret Hamilton.
Bad. No, she's a character.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yes. You eat food here, and
restaurant.
It's fast, and
McDonald's.
They have it your way.
Burger King.
Yes. Oh, you're not going to know this one. We'll pass that one. The movie, you screened it, and I was there.
Scarface.
Yes. This is that show, and it's got Whoopi and...
The Voice? The View?
Yes. the City of Brotherly Love.
Philadelphia.
Yes. We love her, and she's on Parks and Rec.
Amy Poehler.
Yes. This is my zodiac sign. It's also an animal with a ram.
Aries.
Yes. And she's a singer, and she's got a big ponytail. She's very young. She was on SNL, and she was doing the things where she was pretend they had to...
Ashley Simpson?
No, they had to do the Spotify sketch.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana
Grande.
Was that in or no?
No, we had 10 seconds left.
Yeah. What? You weren't going to get the other one.
What was the other one?
Pink.
I would have gotten that.
Well, I couldn't think of anything.
I love Pink. What's the matter with you?
I can't think of anything to describe her.
What? All right.
Yeah, her hair.
You could have said, what's the combination of red and yellow?
Oh, okay.
Pink? Yeah. You could have done that. All right. What do we?
9-29 for you.
All right. So what is that? Can Esmeralda win?
Unfortunately, not.
Okay. We'll see if we can get all 10 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 75
Three,
seconds.
2-1.
He played Tony Soprano.
Oh. I don't know. James Gandolfini.
That's right. The character's name that Sarah Jessica Parker plays on Sex and the City.
Carrie.
Yeah. Full name.
Oh, Carrie. Jones? Carrie.
A famous quarterback. Okay.
Carrie Brady?
A very expensive watch.
A Rolex.
Right. This show about cops in the 80s, I just mentioned.
Hill Street Blues?
Right, yeah. Neil Patrick Harris played him when he was a kid.
Oh, a doctor? Oh.
Yes, but you have to give me the name of the show.
All right, hold on. Okay, he's a doctor. Doogie Howser.
Full,
MD.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're not going to get that. the basketball team in Canada. NBA team in Canada.
They got NBA.
All right, forget it. She's one of the hosts of the Today Show, or she was. Or she maybe still is. NBC, she's great. Short hair.
Right. Oh, gosh. She smiles, and she's all cutesy.
10 seconds.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay. this is what you ride in the desert. It has humps.
Camel.
Right. This is one of the judges on American Idol. Dog. Oh, would you have gotten that? American Idol judge dog.
Yeah.
Randy Jackson.
I just saw a thing about him because I think they're rebooting American Idol.
Toronto Raptors.
It's just a dinosaurs.
Yeah, but it's a basketball team.
Yeah, but then.
All right. Okay, and then it's Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, Carrie Bradshaw.
Right. So what was the final? We're done?
We are done. Final score was 29-19.
Wow.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Hey, I didn't make it up. I hate that show. All right. See you tomorrow, Esmeralda, for Fly Jams Friday.
See you tomorrow.
All right, cool.